Hi, I'm Lota and I live in Florida. I first found RMI in October of 2001. I remember the day that I found RMI when a perfect stranger walked up to me at a family retreat I was attending and told me that she understood exactly what I was going through. I have to admit, I was in complete shock since I had told no one of my marriage crisis. I was only there for the sake of my children because I had already hired a lawyer to file for divorce. Although I was there with my earthly husband, I was ready to move on without him and away from the suffering I had dealt with from all his infidelities. She insisted that she wanted to help me, and at first I resisted, but I felt the Holy Spirit guide me to accept. We exchanged phone numbers and met for lunch about a week later. She introduced me to RMI and gave me the book, How God Can and Will Restore Your Marriage. That was when my restoration journey began. Encouraging women has meant so much to me. I remember having the book in my hands and thought that since I had listened to everyone else's advice about my situation, I was now ready to listen to God. I prayed for him to open my heart for his will and to help me understand his plan for my life. For the first time, I knew in my heart that he was calling me to surrender, and RMI helped me open my eyes to his truth. My life has changed so much since I started to learn the promises and applying the principles from RMI. He was faithful to show me all my faults, but in a very loving way. From that moment on, I stopped looking at my earthly husband's faults and the circumstances around me. This started my journey with him and the relationship he wanted with me to make me his bride. My life has never been the same since. I learned to forgive and let my heavenly husband take control. There were difficult trials I had to walk through, but he strengthened me to walk in obedience to his word and have faith in his promises, even when I saw the complete opposite. I learned to embrace my journey and enjoy intimacy with him, falling completely in love and depending solely on him. Applying the principles of RMI gave me the strength to continue on the narrow road that has led me to true and abundant life. I wanted to become a minister because I was so amazed on how my life had changed. Now that I have found true joy, peace, and love, I wanted to shout about my heavenly husband from the rooftops. I wanted to let everyone know he is all we need. So I asked my love, how could I do that? I started with small groups of women sharing the RMI materials, and of course, any woman he guided me to share the ministry materials, I would. I contacted the ministry and started to volunteer, and then was asked to help with the Spanish ministry. What was funny about this was about 6 months prior, my friend handed me a Spanish Bible. And I, of course, said I used my own English one and didn't need it. Well, she insisted because she said that soon I would minister to Spanish women. I thought, who, me? I felt completely inadequate because Spanish was my second language and it was far from perfect. Yet in 2002, when RMI asked, I accepted, trusting my love that he would be my guide and strength because I was simply an instrument of his. Through his faithfulness, the Spanish ministry has expanded beyond anything I could have hoped or dreamed of. I have been blessed to bring encouragement to so many hurting women as I once was. I have experienced great joy being a minister as I read the testimonies of women that have found true love with our Lord, to know that I can encourage others to walk their journey, expecting great and wonderful things from Him as their heavenly husband. Being able to provide RMI materials for the Spanish ladies is a dream come true and is a great joy to work with all who are part of this great ministry. The beautiful thing about being a minister is that not only do I share here in RMI, my hope is to be a walking testimony with how I live my life to everyone around me. Through a difficult time, my mom, for the first time, opened her heart and said that she saw a kind of love in me that she had never seen in anyone. I was able to share about him and his love in my life, and after sharing Finding the Abundant Life book with her, she also wanted to get to know him as her heavenly husband. I have learned that if we are willing to be used by our love and be his instrument, he will take care of the rest, even if it is just with one other person. My love, my heavenly husband, is first in my life. I came to RMI as every other woman does, in despair about their marriage situation. It was all I was focused on. But after coming to RMI and realizing I had left my first love, I knew it was time for a change. Each day and every moment was a step forward to knowing the Lord as my heavenly husband, being free to love as he loves me. I am thankful for my marriage crisis because now I have found the one who is my everything. My marriage has been restored for over 16 years, but I will always say the most important and precious restoration was that of my love and I. Walking hand in hand with him as my heavenly husband. Without him as my first love, my marriage restoration would not have lasted, and I don't know where I would be. All the RMI materials are amazing and very helpful. I feel so blessed to have so many resources available and now in multiple languages to reach women all over the world. Although I treasure all the materials RMI has to offer, at the beginning of my journey, all I had was the book, How God Can and Will Restore Your Marriage. His word in that book brought health to my flesh and strength to my bones. Since this journey I am on with my heavenly husband is for a lifetime, today I continue to renew my mind with the resources, Abundant Life series being my favorite. Being spiritually fed here in RMI, I had an immense desire to share what I have learned, and that was why I was interested in becoming a minister. I want to continue to encourage others with my testimony, and when I let go of church, joined Restoration Fellowship, a church without walls, and trusted solely on my heavenly husband for spiritual nourishment, I learned what it meant to be his bride and his church. I came to know the Lord personally after finding RMI. I always felt I had a close connection with God, and for many years I thought that by being religious, I was making myself believe that I knew him. Unfortunately, I learned religion are just acts, and what he really wanted was a personal relationship with me. Growing up, I knew he was calling me, but I would get distracted with the things of the world and put him to the side. It wasn't until my marriage crisis hit that by his grace, I didn't fall deeper into sin and separation. In spite of attending church and thinking I knew God, I was heading down the road that led to destruction. He intervened and brought me here to RMI, where my eyes were open to his truth, and for that I am truly grateful. I can say with all my heart to all of you reading or listening to my bio that coming to RMI, there is hope at last. No matter the situation or circumstance you are going through, trust that he has brought you here for a perfect plan he has for your life. Here is a promise for you today. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Jeremiah 29:11-12. If you'd like to read more about my journey, please click on my hashtag Lota to follow my praise reports and Abundant Life lessons.